My name is Paige Gosser. I'm the worship director here at the Lewis Center campus. And today we are diving back into worship. And today we're going to be talking about practicing worship. So one of the easiest, yet I think most impactful ways that we can practice worshiping God is simply by prioritizing intentional time with Him. David writes this in Psalm 63, verse 1 through 3. O God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you. My soul, it thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and your glory. And because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. And so I will bless you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift my hands. In his book, The Pursuit of God, A.W. Tozer says that always and everywhere God is present, and always he seeks to discover himself to each one. You see, God isn't just willing, but he earnestly longs to reveal his nature, character, and glory to his children. And if we look back at Psalm 63, there's this ripple effect that David talks about that happens in his life as he pursues and finds the Lord. His heart is moved to worship that much more. And as I reflect on my own spiritual journey, I can look back and see the seasons of my life where I've prayed more ceaselessly, I've walked more closely and worshiped more fully. All those seasons were marked by an intentional and devoted pursuit of my Savior. And if there's one thing that I know to be true, it's that the more that I prioritize time with the Lord, the more that I learn about his character, his righteousness, his steadfast love towards me, I can't help but, as David says, bless you as long as I live, because I will always find as I seek him that he is worthy of all of my pursuit and all of my worship. So maybe today, like me, at different times in my life, maybe you're feeling overwhelmed or discouraged at the thought of adding more to your calendar. Life gets really busy. And I know that as a mom of three littles, there are just days here and there where my quiet time sometimes looks more like leaving my Bible out on the kitchen counter and rereading the same passage over and over as I just run by and try to meditate on that throughout the day. There are seasons in life where I just have to get more creative. And the reality is, to get substantial time alone with the Lord requires a sacrifice of my time. And for me, whether it's having to wake up earlier or maybe just giving my downtime after I get the kids in bed or devoting my drive to work in prayer, it takes intentionality. It costs me something. But I can tell you that the rewards that we reap in return, they're going to far outweigh the cost. Time with the Father, it just can't be measured in worth, and it's everything that we need for living. So I'd love to encourage you today to ask the Lord in your time with him, Father, what are some practical ways that I can prioritize time with you in my life right now? Would you show me how to be creative and selfless within my schedule to make room for you? And in doing so, would you help me worship you more fully? And as you sit with him in these questions, maybe today he's asking you to put some daily rhythms in place, like waking up earlier or giving up something else to have consistent and substantial time dedicated just to him. Or maybe it's that he's asking you to get more creative this season and set aside intentional time and prayer and worship when you're in the car pickup line to get your kids. Whatever it looks like for you, friend, and however he answers that question, I just want to encourage you today to say yes to his prompting. There's nothing like the refreshing that comes with time spent in his presence. And it's there in his presence that Jesus himself will lead you to worship like never before.